This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Off we go, another hour. Not off with their heads. Off with the conversation, or on with the conversation. I guess flip the switch to the Doug Steffen Good Day program and tell your friends you can listen to it all over the place on 448 radio stations around the country. But then also you can find it if you are, you can go to the places where podcasts happen all day long, right? And then there is the, if you go to DougSteffen.com or Doug Steffen Networks, you can listen to the program as it plays and then through the day. It's the program being repeated all day, every day. So there, hard to escape, right?
You can run, but you can't hide.
You can't hide. Yes, exactly. Okay, here's the story of the world's first car-powered bed and breakfast. I'm trying to figure out how this works. This is a place outside of London in Essex, England. This is a really faraway place with strange, you know that song, faraway places with strange sounding names. Well, this is a quiet escape. There are these sorts of places all over England. One of the great things I love about England is you can go out into the countryside. They have very definitive neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
There's urban, then there's suburban, and then there's the country. And there are lines. You can't, they've protected open land, farmland, in a much better way than we have here in America. Because they have less land, for sure. But they also have been smart about it, how they plan their communities. And so when you go out into the country, you are assured of being out in the country. One of the great things, as I say, about all over England. So this is the Hotel Hyundai. Launched, yes, by the car brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're introducing, there's a new electric car that Hyundai has. And so they're using these cars to power a bed and breakfast.
It's like a truly off-the-grid experience.
Yeah, but the cars, are they plugged in? So they must be plugged, they have to be plugged in to keep the energy up because the energy would go away after a while. So this is, a lot of people like this. It's only been 3 weeks since it opened up. But a lot of folks obviously there and all over the world are interested in sustainability. And here's a local business that's been creative.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's kind of like a pop-up vacation destination. So it won't always be there. But mm-hmm. it is there for a certain time, and there's local menu, which anybody who is a big fan of farm-to-table food, which why would you not be? It's delicious.
So you and they're experts at it in England. Uh-huh. Much better at it than we are. Yeah. Much better at focusing on it. Anyway, so the hotel is open from now until November 5th to members of the public who there apparently was a contest. Right, for you to have a hotel getaway to check this new vacation destination out. And so there's this new destination and the people that are going to try it for the first time this week and next week till the 5th of November. So they have a three-course menu for dinner prepared in advance. So what do you, they don't have it there, you have to bring it with you, or they're finding a way for you to get it? I didn't get that part of it. I didn't get the food part. Are they cooking it on site? I don't get, I guess I would think
they would be cooking it on site.
Yeah, you would think so.
Like a, anyway. They call it the true off-the-grid experience, so I can't imagine be cooked somewhere else and then.
But the important thing is visualize this. And this is what confuses me, frankly. How do you have a building powered by electric cars unless you have electric facilities there to plug the cars in?
Or are they rotating cars? Are the vehicles going somewhere else to get the power and then coming back?
But what? Okay, so it's a great PR stunt, but what are you really accomplishing given that, you know, they're talking about the electric cars like they... the electric cars got their power from God, mana from heaven. The electric cars are getting their power from coal and oil-fired power plants. And we keep going through this, and people, the unwashed, what? What is he saying? Oh, really? Is that true? Yeah, it is. I'm not saying you want to buy an electric car, go buy one, but don't kid yourself into thinking you're saving the planet, because the electricity that powers your car is coming from the same source that your car was getting its source of power before from.
Well, then we hear about the stories like in California where people were encouraged not to charge their EVs because of the heat and the rolling blackouts and everything. Then you have the situation in Florida with Hurricane Ian and the batteries, because they got wet and all the flood water, they started pretty much exploding.
The car blows up. Yep. The car blows up. All right, I want to talk about something that has occurred. The announcement was made on Friday by Kroger Stores, the largest supermarket chain in the world, that they're going to buy Albertsons, the fifth largest supermarket chain in the world. Not in the country, in the world. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Albertsons did, as the other, you know, I've talked about this before, there are four big grocery store chains, and they control what you eat. They control what's available if you buy all your food in a food store, a grocery store. And so Kroger announces that for $20 billion, they're going to buy the Albertsons stores, which include regional stores as Shaw's and Star Markets in New England, for example. They have 118 stores. They're part of this. They were Albertsons, but I can remember when this supermarket chain started by the Mugar family here in suburban Boston, and they sold out for $1 billion, and everybody thought, my God, can you imagine a grocery? Well, it's a cash business, first of all cash. People love that. And when they sold out, they were then sold to another company. So Star Market was sold to Shaw's. Shaw's was sold to somebody else. And now they've been sold. They were sold then to Albertsons. And now Albertsons has been sold to Kroger. So what I remember about Kroger, the Circle K stores that you see also, the convenience stores like 7-Eleven, Circle K is, hello, duh, it's Kroger. So I remember getting into, I never really recovered from this when I was in Cincinnati. The headquarters for Kroger in Cincinnati, controlled by the Lindner family, L-I-N-D-N-E-R, Lindner, L-I-N-D-E-R, excuse me. So Carl Lindner and his father started a small sort of gas station convenience store chain, and that's where Circle K came from. But they also started the Chiquita banana business. They own Chiquita banana. So I remember when I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati in the late 80s, a story came to me from an outside source about what was going on, because in Central America, where the bananas are grown, there was a problem that they were having, the Lindners were having, with union. They were trying to, some of the locals were trying to organize the banana pickers. And this would have been bad for the family, bad for the store. So the rumor was, and that's the way that I put it on the air, the rumor was that the Lindners had the union organizers killed. Because they didn't want, obviously, to have banana pickers unionized or to have them organized.
Goodness.
And so I went on the air with that, and a man, Pete Rose, I think I told you, Pete Rose was on the same station. I was on from 2 to 6, and he was on from 6 to 8. So he was a great friend of Carl Lindner's. He was the local hero, the local boy. And he basically said to me, after this thing got started and people were stirring the pot, you don't do that in Cincinnati. You don't talk about the Lindners in a negative way. You certainly don't start a rumor about them. If you were from Cincinnati, you would never have gone on the air and told that story. And he's probably right. I wouldn't have. But I did tell the story. It didn't go anywhere because the Linders controlled pretty much everything that goes on to this day, even. Even more so because Kroger is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But it is controlled by the Linder family still, nonetheless. So I remember having that experience and Pete telling me that I should be quiet. And he and Linder were friends, and I wouldn't have been surprised if Linder said, hey, you better tell that guy to be quiet. Yeah, right. So, well, but I think there was, I didn't get it as a warning or you better look out or they'll get you kind of thing. But they, because I was on the second, the big radio, the big talk station in Cincinnati was WLW, and we were the second. And so all the LW guys were all locals. They were all in, you know, the pocket of Kroger. But the real reason that I tell the story, well, there's two reasons to tell you the story of the story. And then to have you think about the fact that this one company will control 1,400 grocery stores now in this merger around the country. You know how many grocery stores there are? There are like less than 4,000. And the big, like now, because, Apple owns Whole Foods, not Apple, Amazon. You know, you've got this concentration of ownership. It's really just not good. So food for thought, literally, here at 18 after the hour.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
I want to talk to you about some foods that support the immune system and nourish the body and the soul. And there isn't hardly anything that is better than meat stock with good fat, good quality salt, crushed garlic, and sauerkraut juice or pickle juice, primarily dill. That's kind of fermented food.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Time for Doug's Dirt, social media followings of celebrities, what's trending. And Mel Gibson is trending at the Harvey Weinstein trial. Some people pronounce it Weinstein. I always say Weinstein. Do you always say Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein?
I say Weinstein.
Yeah, you do?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we all know who we're talking about. Anyway, a judge ruled in the trial of Weinstein that Mel Gibson can testify about what he learned from one of Weinstein's accusers. He is one of many witnesses and by far the best known, mm-hmm. whose identity is revealed in the list of those who are going to be on, you know, they're going through the jury selection process now at the moment. So he's already in jail, Weinstein.
Yeah,
right?
he's already serving a different sentence. And then
right.
there are more. So Jane Doe number 3 is who Mel Gibson is going to be a witness for and testifying.
Right?
Yeah, this is a masseuse who is also actually a friend of Mel Gibson's. And the thing with Mel Gibson, why it's news other than the fact that he's Mel Gibson, is the defendants were trying to say that Mel Gibson shouldn't be part of this because of his not so recent issues with anti-Semitic rhetoric when he was going off.
So the claim is that because he's anti-Semitic, he's not going to have an objective point of view on Weinstein. That's
what the argument was. But the judge has said that, no, he can testify in support of the masseuse, who is also his friend, Jane Doe number 3.
Right. Yep. I think that's legit. Also, on the same front, Weinstein accuser Ashley Judd says before her mother Naomi died, go get him, which I thought was pretty interesting.
That was, I like hearing the story where she actually just one of the first people to even go on record.
Yes, she was right there at the beginning. Yes, she was.
Yes.
Yep.
And when she said that she just remembers speaking to her mom about everything, and her mom just in the sweetest way possible was like, go get him, honey.
Yeah.
And well, then she also later learned from friends that her mom was just so enthralled by her audacity and
but
so
Ashley,
supportive of her daughter. Yes.
Oh, Ashley's out there, man. She's there's no flies on her. She doesn't take any from anybody. That's pretty well known. Anyway, so the whole idea of her being there, other accusers in the crowd while these hearings are going on, a lot of these names are not well known, but there are people who have accused him. He's got a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual abuse now, and then this is the second sex crime trial in L.A., for rape, sexual assault with other people. So here's another guy that the key should be thrown away. I'm surprised, frankly, that somebody, where have they got him? That is he in some country club prison? Because if he were in a regular prison, I'm very surprised somebody hasn't offed him at this point. Because that's what happens to guys that do this sort of thing. They get him into prison, and that's usually the end of the line. So
yeah, especially when it's people who have crimes against children, it seems like they do not last very long at all.
No, but all kinds of stuff, wiretaps, all of them, they've got him cold, man. They had him cold in the other thing. So this just assures he stays in jail for the rest of his life, which is appropriate for sure. 28 after the hour.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University in California, he made the comment shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary.
The world doesn't organize itself. And for the United States, the choice is this. If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China. And there, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values.
The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This is the story of paint. Yes, this radio program has now gone down.
Watch paint dry.
Watch paint dry or listen to it. It's even more interesting when you listen to paint dry. Wowie zowie. This is the story of a stunningly white coat of paint. This is a new paint that has been demonstrated, Jennifer, to reflect 98% of sunlight.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, get yourself tuned up for another half hour of discussion here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner has joined me to go through the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that matter, what's it all about, Alfie? The conversation we're having the last half hour about Kroger Foods buying out Albertsons, what that means to you in terms of cost. There is this whole business about what it's going to, at the grocery store, is going to cost you. There have been overviews of this. The inflation certainly is part of it. But control of the means of the ultimate end user is you and how you get your food, or as far as that's concerned, pharmaceutical needs. There's a document that has been made public, Jay. The problems of opioids. Doctors have been accused of overprescribing them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a focus on CVS and Walgreens. And these documents that are out today detail how these two huge huge business. These are, again, we were talking about the corporate structure of the supermarket chains and how all the cash, it's a cash business. That's why people that own these stores, they love it because they're all cash. Same with Walgreens and Zebra. You can say, well, credit cards and yeah, yeah. That's not the point. The amount, there's no waiting to get your money. It's not like you're a car dealer and you're selling cars and it takes you a while, mm-hmm. especially if you loan the money. You know, some car dealers finance themselves or the companies do. General Motors has its own credit facility. Ford does. And so it takes a while to get all your money back when you're selling something like that. It's a high-ticket item. But when it comes to supermarkets and pharmacy stores, cash, bingo, bango, it's on the head. So Walgreens and CVS apparently saw the opioids that were around as a cash cow, and that's what the documents show. That and actually Walmart is in on this as well. The accusation aimed at Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS is that they turned a blind eye to people coming in with prescriptions. They didn't scrutinize them. A lot of the investigation has shown that the opioid prescriptions were phonies. They were fakes. So, yeah, some doctors were over-prescribing. But there also were people, I know somebody, as a matter of fact, who went to jail because he was able to get a hold of, when he was in the doctor's office, the doctor wasn't paying attention, so he took one of her prescription pad, one of the sheets on the prescription pad, and then he duplicated it. And he had her signature, so he was able to, he produced or reproduced her signature, and I understand what was going on. Mm-hmm. He had a horrible, he had pain. He had been a police officer, and he was thrown out of the second story on a domestic. Some woman just picked him up and threw him off the balcony, and messed up his back unbelievably. So he was on painkillers, and the doctor's understanding that probably he shouldn't have had, you know, any more of them. But then mm-hmm. where do you go? I guess that was the question a lot of people were asking who were in pain, legitimate pain. Where do you go to relieve the pain? How do you get relief if you don't take these opioids?
And that's why even if somebody who does have to be on it because of a situation where it's severe pain, a lot of times doctors will prescribe only a certain amount, and then once that amount is done, it can become, that pain can become psychosomatic where it's like, okay, you start managing it this way or with over-the-counter medication. But I'm surprised that anybody can even really forge those prescriptions because the doctors all call in the prescriptions themselves anymore.
Now they do. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and that's why they do that. But in the meantime, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS have been charged with blame for the opioid crisis, much more so than was previously thought. Willful blindness, it was called. Willful blindness to the reality, as it was good for business, like the opioid manufacturers themselves. All of them should be ashamed of themselves for the havoc they've wreaked on Americans and people around the world. Speaking of around the world, in China this week, there's a reversal of policy. The China Zero COVID campaign has begun because what they created and what they wrought, even upon their own citizenship, the estimates are 4 million plus Chinese have died because of COVID, which, as we all know, was created in a laboratory in Wuhan and released on purpose, but they thought they could control it, and they could make it. They didn't realize the significance or the potency mm-hmm. of what they'd created. So now they have a zero COVID campaign going on. It's stricter, more extreme, and this morning or today it starts out nationwide. Local officials are under orders from the Chinese central government to get rid of, and that's where the real interesting part of this, get rid of anybody who's got it. So what does that mean? They went to a beach resort called Sanya, S-A-N-Y-A. You look it up on the map, beautiful. Well, it looks like it would be a great place, at least where it's located. looks like a great place. But they have had a real problem with COVID there because a lot of people, it's like, what do they call them, super spreaders?
Mm-hmm.
Go to a beach, right?
You go to a beach. A lot of people who are around somebody and then they don't test because they think they don't have symptoms, or people
right.
who they are sick, but maybe they're supposed to be doing something and they don't want to miss out because FOMO
no.
is real, and they're just so careless for other people's well-being as well.
The Chinese people are getting more political. They understand the impact of the pandemic, what it's had around the world on their businesses. Anyway, back to this particular beach town. They've closed the beach town down. Nobody's at the beach. Nobody is going there. They have made the town off limits for people because it is a trap in its own making. Again, the bugs, they have the same, they started it, the bugs, they weren't planning on it doing what it did, and it's all of its various manifestations. Anyway, the Chinese don't want to invite disaster, and they're concerned now. Their economy has been disrupted like ours. Their people's lives have become upset, and the government is unpopular, very unpopular now. And that's one of the Chinese problems. Chinese leadership is faced with, what do they do? The public is getting wise to what was going on. And most of the Chinese people don't have natural immunity like a lot of others. And you'd think with the history of Chinese medicine, they'd actually be more immune, right? I mean, how many of us, me, and you, and others, practice the old ancient Chinese wisdom and ancient Chinese remedies for things that really work? One of the great things historically, China has a fabulous historical culture and religions that were extraordinarily interesting, but they've been vulnerable to be ravaged because they're so big and there's never been a real strong central government. So they get taken over by this bunch of bandits and that horde of bad guys and whatever. So they've kind of lived in pockets. China has been a lot of, you know, there are 6,000 dialects. It's really amazing. People in China don't understand other people in China because they don't understand the dialects. It's like I'm talking to James down. He's got the Texas dialect, and you know, I don't always understand what he's saying either. As people from Massachusetts, when they have a New England accent, you can't understand what that is. There's a lot of our own little dialects, mm-hmm. or little colloquial expressions. At any rate, I don't mean to overcook this, but I just find it interesting that there is a concern about another major outbreak in China, and the people that are learning about how this all began in their country are PO'd at the government. So we have this outside looking in thing when we look at the Chinese government. Remember, governments don't always, most of the time, in fact, represent, I don't think our government represents us. Chinese government doesn't represent the Chinese people. The Russian government doesn't really represent the Russian government.
Mm-hmm.
Governments, more and more, do not represent the people that supposedly they're governing.
But I think sometimes people forget that from the outside looking
wow.
in. Like, we know that for our own country, but then looking
yep.
at other countries, and same with other countries looking at us, it's like, sometimes it can be hard for people on the outside looking in to differentiate all that.
Yep. Anyway, there's somebody at Hong Kong University whose name I can't, he's a virologist, but it's not important what his name is. He said the government's policies are not sustainable. They've made really bad judgments. They wrongly assess the situation in the world. They can't come out from under their own zone. And people are blaming the Chinese President Xi, whose wisdom the public is told that it was because of him that the country was saved. In fact, it is because of him, and they're more and more figuring this out, that the problem began in the first place, because it was under him that the decision was made to do what was done in Wuhan and to try to have some sort of, they created a pandemic, for sure, that has affected the whole world and weakened the whole world. He thought that he'd be ahead of it, and so the Communist Party gave him the green light. He's now, by the way, in his third term as the General Secretary of the Communist Party, thus the leader of China. But there are a lot of local officials who are not happy with him because they haven't been, it sounds like America, they haven't been given the tools to fight. They just, you know, remember early on, after all the Chinese people died, they were just boarding, when the second strain came around, the word came out that they were locking people into their homes, boarding up windows and nailing doors shut so people couldn't get out.
Of that.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway, don't kid yourself. They are up to their ears. And the people who represent businesses that still want to do business in China, and those of you who still go out and buy cheap crap that's made in China, I get it. I have a couple of new calves over the weekend, and we were training the calves to nurse off of their mothers. And I use this as an analogy. People get so used to the milk of the mother's bag that it's easy, and we've gotten that way in our country. The government controls way too much of what goes on, and we become dependent on it, like mother's milk. And more in China, they're having a big problem. But we'll see where it all goes. At any rate, we have about 48 after the hour, don't we? Yes, that's what's happening. That's the latest. I'm Doug Steffen. Yeah, I did say it was 48 past the hour, didn't I? Yes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I have to wait for Money Pit. There it is. Okay, now I can get started. Tommy the K is here, Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti hosts the fabulously successful, and the reason this program, the Money Pit program, is successful is because Tom early on in his career became under the influence of me.
That's right. That was all for you, my friend.
Everything that he did, that's right. Exactly. All right, so let's get to this new, I have a pile on my desk, and the pile just says on it, Tom K.
All right, what's on the top of the pile?
The designer AC system that cools your house without electricity.
Huh.
This is a very, it's called the Nave. It's a terracotta radiator filled with cold water. This goes back to ancient Palestine. The pores in the terracotta release tiny amounts of water, which evaporate and apparently cool down. I've seen sort of a play on this in Arizona. It cools the walls of the home and thus the room.
Yeah.
So this is something that goes way back.
It's basically an evaporative cooler or a swamp cooler. It's nothing new about it. It's
just,
the pitch is, I'll give them credit for the pitch.
Yeah.
Free air conditioning.
I would
say that there's a reason it's called a swamp cooler, because your house gets awfully damp. Because you would need to push so much water through that. And here's what happens. You know, as the air blows over the water, the temperature drops. That's the evaporative cooling process.
Right.
And that's why, that's why you can have swamp coolers. But in an area that uses this a lot, there's a pump that basically continually moves the water through. And then there's a motor that blows the air across. That's how they get air conditioning.
A fan. Yeah. That's early air conditioning. There you go. Yeah. All right. Here's a stunning white coat of paint that's being used to reduce reliance on air conditioning. This is a related story.
Yep.
It's so white it reflects heat. So that humans who are using this paint don't need a lot of cooling. Have you heard about this?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about low-E paint. Basically, it's a reflective paint.
Yes.
And they've been using it for years and years and years. So, again, nothing new, just a new
what's
spin.
What's new is old again, or what's old
it's
is new again,
a new
right?
spin. And you know where you see it a lot? There are roofing paints that, especially if you have a flat roof, then it's a dark colored roof. You know, yep. if you want to keep your house cool, get white shingles. Get light colored shingles. It makes a huge difference. But anyway,
so would you do? Well, but how would you do that? I have a flat roof on one of the buildings at the farm. Yeah, how would so you put white?
There's a paint that you can use. It's either white or there's one called fibrous aluminum, but they're basically reflective. And so the UV hits the paint and it bounces back up. All the new metal roofs that are out, they have low-E paint baked into them. So, again, they're reflective.
So what do you do with this tar on the roof? This roof has been tarred and stoned.
Yeah, you can paint over that.
you can paint over that?
Yep. Is it tarred chip?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can paint over that.
Spray
fibrous
it?
Aluminum paint.
Mm-hmm. Really?
See,
that plugs up all the leaks too?
No, it's not. It's not designed to do that, Doug. I mean, if the roof's leaking, you got to fix that first. But if you're concerned about reducing heat, that's what.
Yes. Okay. So it's a fibrous aluminum paint.
Yes.
All right. Got that. Now, here's a listener we need to help out.
Jacqueline. We got that done. Let's take care of the listeners.
Now that that's done, Jacqueline has a problem with a creaking wood floor. Is it an old house? I guess I would ask that first, right? Or does that make a difference anymore?
So it's interesting because she's saying the floor didn't creak, but she put a dehumidifier in. Well, duh, yeah. So what happens is you dehumidified the moisture, so the wood is no longer swollen. And so now it's shrunk a bit, it's dried out, and yeah, it's creaking. But it's not a big deal. I mean, creaks on the floor, they may be a little bit annoying, but they don't really ever signal structural damage. I mean, maybe it's possible, but very, very rarely. And if you get creaks in floor, squeaks, creaks, what you want to do is that means you have a loose floorboard. So you want to resecure those loose boards to the floor. And I'll give you some tricks on that. Sometimes this happens under carpet, Doug. And if you have a squeak under carpet, you get a stud finder, you find out where the floor joists are, and you can drive a finish nail. I usually use a galvanized finish nail because it's rough, right through the carpet. And once it gets down to the bottom where you have like a little dimple because you just drove a nail in your beautiful new carpet, just grab the nap of the carpet, pull it up through, and it disappears. And squeak.
Wow.
Yep.
That's some great advice. Check out Tom and his Money Pit podcast as well. Always great features there. MoneyPit.com/podcast. Same thing with all the help that comes in the newsletter as well. Check out Money Pit, Tom and Doug. At 59 past the hour. Sounds very exciting, doesn't it?
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.